The city of Whitehorse took the next steps toward a curbside recycling service to replace the drop-off depot operated by Raven Recycling. At its June 24 meeting, City Council passed the first two readings of a budget amendment funding the interim curbside recycling program through 2025. Councilors were presented with a report on the curbside collection paper and packaging products at a meeting the previous week. Detailed was the impact of the $2.4 million the territorial government has pledged to contribute to recycling in the city over the next 2 years. The budget amendment council took steps towards authorizing puts up $715,000 for the 2024 fiscal year and $2.14 million the following year. It is noted in the budget amendment that this will be offset by user fees and the territorial government funding. City administration provided additional information on the timeline of the Yukon government funding and how the service will work and on what is expected to happen when the extended producer responsibility regulations come into effect. In May, council signed off on a fee-for-service recycling depot to be set up at the city landfill to bridge the gap between the closure of Raven Recycling's free drop-off bins. Once the territorial government's extended producer responsibility legislation takes full effect in 2026, it is expected that the curbside program will be taken over by a producer responsibility organization, PRO, representing producers of recyclable waste. Speaking at the meeting, Kirk Cameron said that, while the solution isn't perfect, it moves the city's recycling system forward in the right direction. Ted Laking expressed opposition, calling the interim curbside plan an inefficient use of taxpayer dollars while the depot system is in place. He added that the PRO had expressed a preference for being able to design and set up the curbside program themselves. What we're going to put in place here would be extremely short-lived, expensive to set up and complicates it for the private sector, tooling up, competing and tooling up on this, Dan Boyd said. But on the other side of that is we just have very strong public demand for the program. The motion advanced on a 5-1 vote with Laking opposed and Jocelyn Curtianu absent from the meeting. Contact Jim Elliott at jim.elliott@yukon-news.com.